Guy Harding is looking for a sugar allotment. Charlie Murphy has gone into it in great detail and feels that he shouldn't get it. They haven't given him a final decision on it. He's a pretty fresh young guy, Mr. President. I've got a lot of problems with him. This is nothing. He has made no commitment to agriculture. He'd go with this bill even if they saw their way clear to do the allotment.
Well, can I make one? Can I give him an allotment if he goes with it?
I'm sure you can.
All right, now what have you done with Daly today about that goddamn Kerner coming out and standing?
Well, at this point, I talked to Ken O'Donnell about it, and we tried to figure it out. We haven't figured it out yet. We don't know yet whether Kerner did that on his own or whether this is a little bit of backlash. But in any event, Mel Price, back last Wednesday or Thursday, and then a week before that at another time, it said that he'd like to have the Illinois delegation come in and chat with you just on things generally so they could say they've been in to see him. Now, I think that's pending on your calendar, whether for a day this coming week, if you see a way clear to do it. Now, Mel Price, as you know, is a damn good guy in the delegation. I've talked to Ron Minkowski and others, and they say how all they like to do because of all this stuff that's been happening in Chicago on base closings and all that sort of thing, that if they intend in no sense to put any pressure on you or cause any embarrassment, they'd like to be able to tell their people out there that they've been in direct consultation with you. You're concerned about their problem. You're going to be keeping an eye on it as time goes on, just so they can cover themselves because they haven't been able to say just about that. So I thought on that we would talk to Daly on our end here in the meantime, and if you are going to see the delegation, I feel at this point that the Cook County delegation will not be off because Daly has said he'll be on, and that what this comes down to is that one form of delegation I don't think could vote with us, and even if the poor guy ultimately said he would, I'd hesitate to demand it of him. That's George Shipley. Because he's got an awfully tight situation. I think they'd knock him right out of the box on this. On the other hand, we have Ken Gray and Mel Price outside of Cook County. We have the boys in Cook County that haven't got an acre of anything in there, so they haven't any concern. And I think we can hold this delegation. And this Kerner, that's the first occasion I can remember when a Democratic governor has urged Democratic members of Congress to oppose an administration bill.
Why don't you call up Dick Daly and tell him that, or make Ken do it right away before it gets firmed up?
Yeah, all right, I'll talk to Daly.
I'd just call Daly and tell him that I understood the other night they'd go with us. We counted on him, and I'm his man, I'm his friend.
Right.
Now, Kerner comes out with this, and we don't know who's running things down here, and it's got us in a hell of a shape, and it's hurt us to beat hell.
No question. Well, let me talk to Daly, and then is it all right for me to tell Daly that you're going to be sitting down with the boys anyway this week to say hello to them?
Yeah, tell him I'll sit down and I'll do any damn thing I can. I can't do anything about the headquarters out there.
Yeah.
Because that's military any more than I can my own hometown.
Right.
Where they cut them out in Marcus.
Yeah.
But I'll do anything I can for him, and he knows it. And I'm an organization man, and I don't like a damn bit for the governor to cut the ground out from under me right when I'm working on Illinois flood problems. I just had him out with me this week.
Yeah, I know it. All right, let me talk to Daly.
Tell him, because I want to call Kerner and give him a little help.
All right.
We ought to bump that Kerner off. He's no goddamn good.
That's a lousy thing for him to do. Let me talk to Daly before you talk to Kerner.
All right, call me back.
All right.
Waiting.